Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. We begin, as we always do, by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, for his incredible creation and effort and devotion to keep us learning every night of the week, 10 to 10. And we want to thank our technical assistant, Mitch Green, and thank him. Give a call out to all of the Choshev Rabbanim who participate in spreading Hashem's Torah and learning every night of the week with devotion, Siras Nefesh, preparation, and clarification of their Torah thoughts. It is much appreciated. Tonight's share is dedicated to Zeche Uli'ili Mishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for his generosity in dedicating this year for the aliyah of this neshama. Thank you very much. May the neshama have an aliyah. We're now holding shortly before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. I would like to spend tonight discussing an idea that is related to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, but to a degree also relates to the entire year. And that is the topic of angels, malachei hashareis. What exactly is a malach, an angel? The Torah is full. Wherever we look in the Torah, we come across angels. We know that Avraham Avinu, after the Bris Milah, was visited by three malachim. Yaakov Avinu had a dream, he saw in the dream, Malachi Elokim, Oilim, the Yardimbo, angels going up and going down the ladder. Yaakov was going to meet Esav, Yishlach Yaakov, Yaakov Malachim. He sent angels, Malachim, Mamish Rashi says, in Chumash Devarim, in Shemos even, when after Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel, Hashem said that he's not going to escort us directly, but instead he's going to send the Malach. Hashem will send the Malach, Lefanecha. Klal Yisrael was very disappointed. We learn about Malachim. Malachi Hashareis is something which is a very big topic in Chumash. An angel. What exactly is an angel? It's very hard to define. We are not on a level where we know what an angel is, have any concept whatsoever. We don't fool ourselves in thinking for a moment that we have any understanding what a Malach is. But Chazal, it's all over. Wherever you turn, we come across the malachim. One basic concept about a malach, though, that we do know, it's a pasuk. In Navi, where the pasuk says, "V'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela." Come to Shemaim, I will give you the ability, mobility, the ability to ascend higher and higher amongst these beings that are called Omid, who are stationary. And from that, Chazal understand this pasuk in reference to the difference between a human being and a malach in respect to the reality that a malach that is created by Hashem, it is stagnant. It remains in its station. It does not ascend higher. It does not have mobility to elevate itself to a higher spiritual status. It is what it is. A human being, on the other hand, has the ability to grow, to develop, to mature, to go higher and higher and higher. I will give you, a human being, the ability to walk, to travel, to ascend higher and higher amongst these beings in heaven that are malachim, which are called omeid. They stand in their place. They don't move. They don't have the ability to elevate themselves to a different spiritual status. In halacha, there are two times, at least that I can think of, where we human beings, dismiss the angels. Certainly everyone here is familiar. Friday night, we sing Shalom Aleichem. Friday night before we recite Kiddush, Shalom Aleichem. And then we say, Barachem L'Shalom, Baruchuni L'Shalom. And then at the end of this beautiful song of Shalom Aleichem, we say to the angels, Seischem L'Shalom. We dismiss the Malachim. We ask the Malachim to depart. Seischem L'Shalom. And many of us are disturbed. Why would we want to ask the angels to leave? We escort, Chazal tell us that the angels, they escort us home. They come into our home. And we take them in, and they bless us. And just as we are about to recite Kiddush, we say to the angels, it's time for you to leave. Why? Why would we do that? There are many answers to this question. Which angels are we telling to leave? On a very simple level, let's put aside all the complicated answers. It's the very same angels that have just entered our home who we instruct to leave. And the answer that is commonly given is that the angels are not deserving. They're not worthy to witness us recite Kiddush. The recital of Kiddush and the observance of Shabbos is so sublime. It is so sacred. It is so exalted that the angels are not on the level where they could appreciate what we are about to do. And therefore, indeed, we tell the angels that you have to leave. Human beings have the ability to grow, to ascend, to achieve spiritual world, but even the angels cannot achieve. And this love that Hashem has given the Jewish people and their ability to go higher and higher is so special that the angels, even the angels, can't appreciate this. And therefore, indeed, we say, this is not for you. We kindly ask you to leave. There's another time when we ask the angels to leave. I don't say this in a humorous way. We have over here a very sophisticated audience. There's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we today do not observe this halacha, but it is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that in ancient times where people were very holy, there were people that merited to have angels accompany them continuously throughout the day. And when they would enter into the Beis HaKiseh, into the restroom, there is an expression that one would say to the angels, Hischabdu mechubodai. May the honored ones honor themselves. Hischabdu mechubodai. Translated backwards, may the honored ones, referring to the angels, may they honor themselves. This is an expression which is hinting to the angels, I'm now about to enter into a place that's not clean. There's an odor. It's not dignified for you holy angels to accompany me into this location, into the restroom, and therefore stand down. Please wait for me outside. We don't say this today because there's no one today that's on a level where they have angels accompanying them. Certainly no one can see angels. But this is a halacha that is not in practice. And in fact, for a person to say this would be a horrible thing, as I'll say. Nefzik, Yehora, it would be extremely arrogant for a person today to think that he's worthy to have angels where he can say such a thing. So we do not dare recite such an expression today. But yet it's in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that when a person enters into this location, we tell the angel, stand down. The angels to stand down, not to enter. Isn't that interesting? Two different times we say to angels, please step outside. Friday night, when we recite Kiddush, Seischem L'Shalom, and before a person enters into a Beis HaKiseh, we tell the angels, stand down. remain outside. Depart from me. It's time for you to depart. Now, simply, we would think the reason why we say to the angels to depart is because, as we try to translate the words, simply is, it's not honorable for holy creatures to enter into a place that's not clean. It's not a clean place. There are many halachas that a person is not allowed to daven, allowed to think and learning in a location such as this, where a person is not fully dressed, where a person, there's an odor, person is not clean, his hands are not clean, and so on and so forth. So it's just not derech eretz for you to come into this location. That's what we would assume. Now, I'd like to suggest that that's not necessarily the only reason. The other time when we tell the angels to step outside is when we say Tzeis Chem L'Shalom. And there we explain the reason why we tell them to step outside is because they're not deserving. The experience of Shabbos for the Jewish people is so sacred, even the angels don't have an appreciation of what we could accomplish with sanctifying the Shabbos. When the Jewish people went to Egypt, Chazal tell us it was a very painful experience. We were subjugated. We were slaves. We were humiliated. You can't even imagine what it was like. Children were taken, and they were used as bricks in the walls that we had to build for the Egyptians. It was a Holocaust. Yet, we don't understand this. We don't understand how this works. But Chazal, the Psukim, in fact, tell us that Egypt was called the Kor HaBarzel. It was a refining, it was a kiln, it was a location, an experience where we were refined, where Hashem was preparing us to be His servants. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. We had to experience a period of refinement, purification. We were crushed and humbled to remove the impurities of our neshamas to prepare us to become Hashem's chosen nation, to become Hashem's servants. We were made into servants and purified so we can transfer that nida, that trait of willing, yearning to serve a master, not to Paro, but to Hashem. Just when the book they sent in the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, he took the gold and he put it into the furnace 100 times to refine the gold to the purest possible gold that this world has to offer. Each time the gold was put into the furnace, into the kiln, the impurities were removed, were evaporated, to leave over a product of purity, the Menorah HaTahira. The neshamas of the Jewish people in Egypt for 210 years were similarly refined. The waste or the impure elements in our souls was extracted to bring us to a level of purity. Where are we going with this? When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, says in the Medrash, says in the Mechilta, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mechilta the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Perek Yotef, section Chos, quoted often this Chazal, it could be it's located in other locations as well. When Moshe came to Shemayim to receive the Torah, the Malachi Hashari said to Moshe, Moshe, what are you here for? And Moshe said, I'm here to receive the Torah. And they said, what? Receive the Torah? What connection do you have with the Torah? Umalacha ulashach me'afar. What's it to you and those who live in the earth to have the Torah? And Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, Omar lo yakodesh baruch hu l'Moshe ben Amram, hachazer lohem teshuva, answer the malachim, tell the malachim why you deserve the Torah, and not them, why you have the right to take the Torah from Shemayim and bring it to the earth, to the mundane earth. And Moshe said, Omar lefan evri boinu shalolim v'chiyochal ani l'hashiv es malachecha. Moshe said to Hashem, Hashem, are you kidding? You think I have the ability to respond to these fiery angels who are ready to devour me? Omar loy. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachazek b'kisei. Hold on to my throne, to the kisei. V'hachazer lohem teshuv, and give him an answer. Ahahu d'ksiv. Ma'achetz p'nei kisei. It's a pasuk. Parsul of anonoi. Melamed sh'ochaz b'kisei. Uperash olav miziv anonoi v'stichachoi k'dei sh'loi yilahatu hamalochim b'ishon. Moshe grabbed on to the kisei HaKavod as Hashem instructed him, and Moshe grabbed on to the kisei HaKavod as Hashem instructed him and said, the kisei HaKavod as Hashem instructed him, and he began to give an answer. And the answer he told him was, if you go down to Mitzrayim, it says in the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hoseicha me'eretz Mitzrayim u'mibeis avodim. If you go down to Egypt and suffer the shibud of Mitzrayim, and discussion goes on, and Moshe won the day, and Moshe brought the Torah down to from Shemayim to the Arch. I want to suggest the following idea. The bracha that we make every single day, multiple times. And the bracha we make multiple times, in fact, I believe it's very likely that this is the bracha that we make the most. We recite this bracha more than we recite any other blessing. And that is the blessing of Asher Yotzar. When the person thanks Hashem for his bodily functions, he's healthy, he's gesund, and that the body is functioning properly and it has the ability to remove the impurities, toxins, waste. It's a miracle. It's nothing less than open, blatant miracle that a human being can reliably process the food, digest the food, extract the nutrients, derive nourishment, and remove the waste product. And to this we thank Hashem multiple times a day. Very likely there's no other bracha that we recite as many times every single day. The bracha of Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar es Adam b'chochma uv'ra'ovon nikovim nikovim chalolim chalolim. And in this bracha we say something which is very, very surprising. Golui v'yodua lifnei. It is revealed before your glorious throne. Stop there, we wonder, wow, why in the world would Chazal insert into this blessing from all blessings, turn the words, it is revealed before your holy throne. We don't even say this in the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't say this in some of the most sublime blessings that we recite. And here, when we engage in an activity which is not exactly an activity that we like to think about very much, we recite, it is revealed before your glorious throne, the Kisei HaKavod. What do we know from Hashem's Kisei HaKavod? This is the most sublime of the sublime. How could it be that in this particular blessing that we recite every day, we mention this concept? Do you want to suggest every time we recite this blessing, in essence, what we are doing is we are reliving the experience of Moshe Rabbeinu when he went to heaven to receive the Torah. And Moshe said to Hashem, Hashem, I'm here to receive the Torah, but the Malachi Hashores are frightening me. They're demanding from me that I leave. They are astonished that I have the chutzpah to come to heaven and take away the Torah HaKadosha that belongs in Shomayim and bring it to this earth. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, you're worried about the Malachim? Forget about the Malachim. Dismiss the Malachim. Dismiss them. Hold on to my throne, to my kisei. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. The Chazal quotes the Pasuk. Ha'ahu d'chiv ma'achez p'nei kisei. Hershoy olav anonai. Don't worry about the Malachim. Dismiss the Malachim. Grab onto my throne. And give them an answer. And Moses said, did you go to Egypt? Were you purified? Were you purified? What's the difference between us and you? You, Malachim, you created the way you are and you don't grow. You don't ascend to a higher level. But we grow. We become more refined as we mature and we age. We remove from our souls the impurities. We went to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a marshal for the existence of man in this world. The purpose is for a person, you come to this world and through Olam Hazeh, a person has the ability to grow, to develop, to mature, to super analyze one's condition, his subconscious, and his how he works, and refine himself to remove the impurities of his midos, his mannerisms, of his hanhagos, and develop and grow higher and higher. Isn't that what Mitzrayim was, the core of ourself? Isn't that similar to what we do on the most mundane, simple level in this earth, when we remove waste from our bodies, when we acknowledge the miracle that Hashem has given the human being to cleanse himself from toxins? What we do in the Beis HaKisei is an example. It is a mashal of what we do in this world to our neshama. We likewise purify the neshama, elevate the neshama, refine the neshama. Similar to what we experienced on a very traumatic degree in Egypt, which Chazal tell us was the core habarzel. We couldn't say this on our own. It was the core habarzel. So we find our neshamas to be ready to receive the Torah. We have to appreciate that when we say the bracha of Asher Yotzar, it's not a bracha in a vacuum. The bracha of Asher Yotzar goes hand in hand with what it says in Shulchan Aruch we should really say before we enter into this mokoin, into this room of Shadron. Zecher Tzadik Levrach, he would call the Beis HaKisei the room without a mezuzah. Before we enter the room without the mezuzah, according to Chazal, we should say, Malachi HaShores, let go. Stand down. This is not for you. Stand down. Separate yourself. Hischabdu mechubodai. When we come out of this mokoim, we say to Hashem, Asher Yotzares ha'adam, an Adam, a mundane creature. We're only an Adam. We're not a Malach. A Malach is sublime, but we're only an Adam. Adam comes from the word Adamah. אשר יוצר יעשו אדם בחוכמה ובורו ובואו נקווים נקווים חלומים חלומים גולוי וידוע לפני חיסי חבודך. We are behaving like Moshe Rabbeinu. מלוכים, הפחדו מכובדי. Stand down. We're now holding on to the Kisei HaKavod as Moshe Rabbeinu. Hachazek the Kisei v'hachzer lohem teshuvah. We are here in this world to elevate our neshamas, to purify our neshamas. Similar to the miracle of how our bodies cleanse themselves to be healthy and strong and pure. This is a mashal for the neshama of its mission in this world. The Asher Yotzar is part of the instructions that we give the Malachi Hashores before we enter the room without the mezuzah. When we look at Asher Yotzar all alone, it's a bit disturbing. Why would we say such expressions? But when we understand them, that the Asher Yotzar is part of what we say before we enter the room, Hischadu Michubodai, and we understand that we are imitating Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when he went to Shemayim to receive the Torah, and he came in contact with opposition, and the Ribbono Shel Olam came to his defense and said, Moshe, don't worry about the Malachim. You tell them to back off. You grab onto my Kisei HaKavod, I'll protect you. And you tell them about the Kor HaBarzel. This is what we are doing. We are following in the ways of Moshe. We remind ourselves multiple times a day about who we are. We have in this world the Torah HaKadosha, and its purpose is to give us opportunity to perfect ourselves, to grow higher. And there's no area in this world, there's no element of this world that cannot be used to achieve that purpose in all of its different ways and dimensions. Thank you for coming and listening to the Shir tonight. May everyone have a wonderful week of success and bracha. Tonight, don't forget to count the Omer, 40 days in the Omer, and Yirat Hashem, we have still another week, another almost 2 weeks until Shavuos, to cherish every day as we come closer to Matan Torah and all of the opportunities to prepare to be worthy of Kabbalah Satara. Thank you and have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. Good night.